You're listening to a Joycast from GLB TIQ Community Radio Station Joy 94.9.
Hello, Melbourne. Hello, everybody. This is Dee Mason. I'm with Lisa Dano Daniel. We are Dano and Mason. We're here to drive you homo from now, 4 o'clock on Thursday, right up until 6:30. Dano.
Unless, of course,
we get married.
Breaks loose.
Yeah.
We just leave the studio.
What could possibly happen? Oh, my goodness.
We could walk down to the party. We'd go to the state library.
So?
We could just leave the microphones where they are.
If there's any of the homos out there that don't know what's going on, the federal House of Reps is voting on the same-sex marriage legislation. There's a chance that it'll become law by 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes, and then it has to go to the Queen, yeah?
Should we elope, or do you want to do it properly?
I don't want to marry.
Have you worded up Jackson? No. Understood. Hey, we've got a busy show this afternoon.
Which may be interrupted by the announcement, just so you know. Just hear it here first,
yes.
After I've read it on Twitter.
Dano is going to monitor the Twitter pages today, if that's how you talk about it. And we're going to let you know, keep you abreast of the situation.
Joy 94.9.
Therefore negative. The question now is, we've still got some procedures to go. The question now is that this bill be agreed to. All those of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. I think the ayes have it. This bill has been agreed to. The Prime Minister.
Well, you heard it here first on Joy 94.9. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, pretending to be happy about that result, has just stood up in Parliament. Both sides of the House are up on their feet.
I know.
You know nothing.
I believe some of the friends of the community, Magda Zubatsky, Alex Greenwich, are all in the public gallery, so it's very exciting for them. So let's stay live with Malcolm Turnbull taking credit.
Yeah, let's have a listen to what he's got to say. For himself.
Right, not quite there. Order. We still have the third reading.
But if you have just joined us, the Australian Parliament at the House of Representatives level has just voted to pass the legislation for marriage equality.
Lots of applause, lots of standing ovations.
Now we're about to hear Malcolm Turnbull take full credit for it.
The Prime Minister has the call. We still have the third read. The Prime Minister.
Oh, it needs another reading.
We're not at the conclusion of the debate. Members in the public gallery, we are not at the conclusion of the debate. The Prime Minister has the call.
Mr. Speaker, I ask leave of the House to move the third reading immediately.
Is leave granted?
Leave's granted.
The Prime Minister has the call.
What a day. What a day for love, for equality, for respect.
The hypocrisy.
Australia has done it. Every Australian had their say and they said it's fair, get on with it. And the Parliament has got on with it and we have voted today for equality, for love. It's time for more marriages, more commitment, more love, more respect. And we respect every Australian who has voted, those who voted yes and those who voted no. This belongs to us all. This is Australia, fair, diverse, loving, and filled with respect for every one of us. This is a great day. It belongs to every Australian. The 45th Parliament is doing its job, delivering, getting on with it. It's fair. We've done the work. We've done it together. Let's do it. Let's finalise this bill right now.
Just before I call the Leader of the Opposition... Here. I just need the Prime Minister to formally move that the bill be read
and
a third
Mr.
time.
And, Mr. Speaker, I move that the bill be now read a third time.
Thank you. Thank you, Prime Minister. The Leader of the Opposition.
Australia, we are going to make marriage equality a reality in minutes. The Australia of tomorrow begins with what we do today. At long last, LGBTIQ Australians will be equal under the law. Our law will speak for a modern Australia, inclusive and fair. And those of us in Parliament privileged to serve, we understand that we do so with humility. The humility to recognise that the passage of this law does not, in essence, belong to us, but the credit for the passage of this law belongs to all Australians. And I say to those who voted no, I recognise that now is the time for healing, to put this debate behind us. And when this law is passed, we should declare that we are no longer a nation of people who voted no or people who voted yes. We are simply Australians, one and all. And I say to LGBTIQ Australians in particular, you have given us a gift. This Parliament, when we pass the marriage equality law, is not a gift from us to LGBTIQ Australians. Equality is never a gift to be given. Equality is an inalienable birthright of every Australian, and this equality is long overdue. And I say the gift that LGBTIQ Australians have given all of us is that when we are a nation who includes all of our people, who values all relationships and all families, then we are a better nation altogether. So as it is written, that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, it is now a time to heal, a time to build, a time to laugh, a time to embrace, a time to love, and now at last, a time for marriage equality.
Order.
Short and sweet. It's Bill Shorten.
The question is that this bill be read a third time. I call the member for Melbourne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, what a big day for love. Because
ladies
despite
and gentlemen,
years
Adam
of bigotry and hate, and despite the years of violence and lies and the ignorance and fear, love has won and it's time to pop the bubbly. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet.
Short and sweet, see?
Because it's time to let the bells ring and let the people sing, because love has won.
Order. The question is... Order. The question is that this bill be now read a third time. All those of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no.
No.
I think the ayes have it. Division required.
Come on.
Are there two voices? Division required. There are two voices. Division required. Ring the bells.
Ring them bells. Just if you're just joining us, that we are on Joy 94.9 and we're broadcasting from... Dan and I are live in Federal Parliament at the House of Representatives.
Audience.
And let's just... Oh, yeah. And because, you know, we're experts on Australian political practice
right,
and theory.
Yes.
What
democracy
it appears to me is there's a whole lot of men in blue suits shuffling about.
Yes.
And they're saying, what are you going to vote? What are you going to vote? Did you read it? No, we're going to read it a third time.
Yes, because they have very short memories.
So then they said, all those in favour, aye. 99% of people said aye. And
yes,
then some, there's always one, isn't there?
Yeah, now they've gone out for the sandwiches.
That's right.
And they hear it a third time because they have very short...
What's that you said? Marriage equality.
Marriage equality.
And then they'll come back in, presumably.
Yep.
Everybody got a little bit excited, though, didn't they?
Well, it's a very historic moment.
I know.
Hence, we have a live studio audience.
Let's get somebody on the air. Gina. Let's just hop on. Gina, of course, is in, and Gina is from a program called Family Matters on Joy. Gina, first remarks.
Get on with it. I mean, how many days has this been going for? This is our taxpaying dollars. Clearly, just get on with it. It's
yeah,
just
you
a
know,
joke.
I'd like to see them talking about Manus Island or something. Just get on with it.
Well, they
get
did
it
in
done.
That 100, what is it, that minute 20 second thing they had at 1:15 today? Yeah. Someone finally brought that up.
Yeah.
There's lots of rainbow socks, though, in Parliament today.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Rainbow families
will
be handing out the rainbow
There'll be
socks.
A whole bunch of bandwagoning, if that's a term, in a minute. Did you
There's
see?
Something we can sell.
Did you see the Turnbull? Yes, he's just going to claim
himself.
It.
Oh, totally.
Mate. High yeah, five yourself.
Let's see how he goes at Mardi Gras in 2018, how he's going to...
Oh. I'm looking forward
he's
to the
have his own float. Yes.
Lead balloon. Will yes. he float? That's the question.
the gloating float. The gloat float.
The gloat floater.
Just and now are they just literally just picking a new seat? Is it musical chairs? Is this what's happening? They kind of cross well, over to make sure that one nayer. Was it one nayer?
Well, apparently there's no. two. One nayer is oh, all right, but two means you have to have a ring the bells and do the whole
ring the
but
bells.
Divide. Oh, here we go. There's action.
So at the end of this division, there's just still a couple of procedures or one procedure that needs to happen.
Can you take your coffee orders first? Is there a tea lady?
Just a bit of housekeeping, ladies and gentlemen.
Toilets on the left.
There'll be,
on the right.
There'll be scones and tea after the vote.
Oh, you don't want to be sitting on that other side. Look, Scott's got no friends.
It is a good visual, isn't it?
It's a great visual. So for those
it's like somebody over there farted and everyone's gone, I'm just going over the other side just to have
so
a look.
It's packed on the left.
What's going on? Does anybody know the nature of Henderson's amendment? Are any of you guys listening? Chris, no. Anybody?
Something to do with religious.
75 gays in this room, nobody's been paying attention.
But is this because we've got an issue with numeracy? Like literally? Oh, it's Bob and an
Catter. And who was the other? Who's the other joker?
Male. Just a white male. Batman is his name.
God, just Batman the there. Idea. If anybody is watching that live, just the thought of being able to voice over that going, so how about, mate? Everyone's doing it.
I'd like to talk about fashions. Wouldn't you think carefully about what you've worn on this day? And poor little Henderson was wearing a way too tight lime green blazer.
She's put thought into that.
Didn't put any thought into it at all.
Yeah.
All under because people are watching it today.
She's got a religious exemption against fashion. She's got a. Yeah. She's got some sort of. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway. She needs some help from the gays. That's what
it's a little bit like watching paint dry, but I can't look away. Yes. Can't look away.
Especially the poor lonelies on the.
I want to see the gallery. I want to see who's up there in the gallery.
Magda's there. I know she's there.
Is she there?
Alex. Wait,
something.
The whole team.
Now we're listening to nothing.
Nothing.
Here we go. Here we go.
Sandwich orders.
Navy blue is the suit of choice for the gentleman. Women in Parliament can't wear anything but vibrant. Lock the doors.
Ooh.
As there are fewer than five members on the side for the noes in this division, I declare the question resolved in the affirmative in accordance with Standing Order 127. The names of those members who are in the minority will be recorded in the votes and proceedings. The clerk.
Third reading, a bill for an act to amend the law relating to the definition of marriage and protect religious freedoms and for related purposes.
That's it.
That's it.
There we go.
There we go.
Live here on Joy 94.9. The bill for marriage equality has passed in the Australian Parliament. There's a whole lot of heterosexual men in blue suits hugging and kissing each other and thinking that they did it.
Lots of self-congratulations.
Good on you, Kev. Good on you, Kev. No, not in a gay way. I'm just saying congratulations.
That's right.
Don't touch me.
Love you, mate.
There you go. Julie's hair. Not a hair out of place.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Lovely choice of blazer and background.
Oh, air kiss.
There's the Henderson lime green. Too
oh,
small.
Oh, yes. And she's coupled
small.
It with a floral skirt.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, she knew it was her big day. I think she woke up this morning and went, no.
If I'm going to be a pain in the arse, I'm going to wear lime green.
Oh, gosh. Well, that is good news for Australia.
Fantastic. And everyone in this room is going to marry each other.
Yes, well, that's why we're here.
Tonight.
Christopher Pyne looks like Christopher Pyne. And that's saying something.
So the nays have now gone out to have the yesterday sandwiches.
They got chaff bags on now.
Yes, the yes voters are going out for today's sandwiches.
That's right.
And a hot cup of tea.
Oh dear, I just want to see Tony Abbott.
Well, he's on the phone, words I've never spoken before. He's on the phone to Christine Forster's venue.
Yeah, that's right.
Confirming the booking.
That's right.
Restating his
phoning in a bomb threat. Yeah. Oh, there you go. And look at all the happy people up there. Now, can you see Mags?
No, can't see her. Ah, there's Kristen, who is a friend of Mags.
Oh,
so
yes.
Mags.
Mags is in red.
That's good.
Well, I would have gone lime green if I were her. Flattering
she didn't
as a colour.
Sarah.
Oh, hypocrites, I'm sorry. But, gee, the women of Parliament have it. Maybe we need a royal commission on blazers.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
It's time.
Yes. There needs to be more of a rule on... on colour choice and size.
Oh, Sarah's crying. What's that about?
Well, the amendment didn't get opted.
Oh, of course, yeah.
There's Warren, who's now 8 months pregnant. With
that's right.
Child.
Congratulations. It's a gay baby.
Yes, yeah, a gay baby.
Mm.
Make that 18 months
what
pregnant.
What would you wear if you're in Parliament?
I reckon leisure suit, like a parachute, because then they'd hear me coming
are
back
you
in all the time.
Are you a pantsuit type, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, they'd be shh, shh,
oh, here comes Benno. Don't ring the bells. There she is.
So, an historic moment. There's Penny Wong, who's in tears again, tears of joy, which is fantastic. Lots of tears, in fact. So, I guess the next step is to find out when we can get married. Not you.
Oh, no, don't, mate, because that's a rumour that's been going around for ages.
Well, the Queen's got to...
No, the GG has to ratify that, right? Yes, okay. It doesn't go to the Queen anymore. That was the olden days.
I was going to say, which Queen? Which Queen? Which of us Queens?
Get Kevin onto it. Mm. He'll get that ratified in a jiffy. All right. Well, you know what we should do is we should play some music. Oh,
celebration.
Yes. Well, congratulations, everybody in Australia. Let's have one more round of applause. You've made a whole lot of happy gays. Oh, there he is. Look, Bill. Mama's little baby loves shorten. Don't you reckon?
And you heard it here, 14th on Joy, right. So congratulations. You were on the bus.
I want to play something festive. Chris, let me play something festive. What's something super gay? Hang on, stand by. Keep talking, mate.
Standing by. So there's singing, and I remember Magda actually put on her Facebook page a couple of weeks ago, what should they sing when the announcement was made?
Why would you sing that? It's a Seekers song.
Kylie or Cool in the Gang?
What? Was that a gay man who said Kylie or Cool in the Gang?
So can anyone identify what they're singing in the gallery at the moment?
Yeah, I am, you are, we are Australian.
Oh, that wasn't in the list of votes that I saw on the Facebook page. Fantastic.
Anyway, you heard it here first on Joy 94.9. Thanks to our live studio audience. Woo! Give that man a cheer. We've got a disabled person in here standing. Thanks, Gina. Thanks, everybody. Penny Wong's wrapped. Right now, here's Kylie Minogue. She's got... Let's turn this up. If you're in your car, if you're in your house, if you're on the couch, if you're thinking of a way to propose to your loved one tonight, I got a bit emotional. That's a big deal. Here's Kylie Minogue. Celebration. Live it up, Australia.
Joy 94.9.
What an exciting time to be on air.
Fantastic privilege to be on air this afternoon. And for those waiting to hear about the double pass to Priscilla, we'll announce it before 6:30.
Oh, yeah, so we certainly will. I mean, there's
of
been...
Of course, is fantastic news.
We've had
also
to have a big change to programming today because of the exciting news. But, of course, we've got program director Chris Tate in the studio live. Chris, that was exciting.
That was exciting and emotional. There's a lot of tears here today, and I heard Julie's voice cracking during the news, and I think that's a sign of a big day when the
did
news
reader cracked. Did you hear
Judy as well?
As well, yeah. Both of them, as they are identical twin news readers.
Yeah.
Called Julie and Judy.
And they're both Irish, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so it is confusing.
Yeah, it's a weird.
It's surprisingly emotional. I think when I went to the actual announcement of the vote result, it didn't feel like it was finished for me. Like it felt like this. I feel like this is now the finale.
I can give a name to that mood because I share it.
Yep.
And I think it is the mood of a downtrodden people. And I'm not being overly funny. Like the idea that we don't deserve it, or it's not going to happen, or they're wafting it in front of us, and that's like. But it's now. It's
I felt like the vote was, you know, a major step. Obviously,
unless the Governor General has a major turn tonight and goes, you know what? No, I don't. I think it's good. But we've got smarter people than ourselves. Matthew Wade's in the hot seat. Now, are you here representing The Informer? I think you are.
Or the Star Observer, actually, probably, yeah.
Oh, really? So, as in a newsy way.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your take on what happened today?
Actually, I was listening to what you were just saying earlier, and it's true. I think a lot of people thought that the big yes win for the postal survey was the big moment for us as a community, and I kind of was under that impression too until maybe about half an hour ago. I think I thought, oh, you know, well, now it's for the politicians to do their job, but now that I guess it's been passed, it's like, it's amazing. This is like, this is the ending of it all, which is amazing. So, yeah, now it'll be a matter of the bill being sent on to the Governor General for royal assent, which will likely happen this year. And then once that's happened, it'll take within 28 days for it to become law.
Do you know enough about the political process to know how invested and involved the Governor General is physically in the royal assent process? It is just a rubber stamp, right?
Essentially, yeah.
Does the Governor General read the document again and deliberate with advisers, or is it?
Oh, no, it's been approved now, so there won't be any changes made to the bill whatsoever. Essentially, even if it's just symbolically, I mean, it's a rubber stamp, essentially. But once it does pass royal assent, it'll be a matter of, yeah, it has to then become law within 28 days. So we're looking at, ideally, it becoming law by January.
If you're booking a venue, ladies and gentlemen, not before Jan, I don't know.
Mid-January, to be safe, maybe sometime after that, yeah.
All right.
Well, that gives me that makes me pleased for Christine Forster, who has booked something for early Feb.
That's right.
Of course,
yeah.
Tony Abbott's.
I better get the save the date up for my birthday because my birthday's around then, and I don't want it all messed up with gay weddings,
marriage stuff getting in the way.
That's right.
That's true. Hey, can I make an announcement? Yeah, I just proposed to my partner Claire via text message.
Did
and
you?
She said yes.
Oh,
yay!
That's a live proposal on air.
Wow.
Oh, did she go? Did she say yes, or did she go meh?
She actually said yes many, many times. Yes, 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 yes. Maybe I'm stuck. And she said she can't stop crying.
Oh, I'm going to have to wriggle. I'm just going to get a wriggle on. And that's beautiful, mate.
Have you been together? Sorry.
Oh, my God.
That was about to be all about me. let's get back.
About 18 years or something.
Oh, my goodness.
So my words were, will you marry me? She said yes about 5 times. And I said, righto then.
Righto then.
And she said, I can't stop crying.
Oh, that is so sweet. And love you, Jackson. And I know you haven't asked me yet, but when I get my celebrant's license, which will be soon, obviously.
Get in the queue, mate.
Yeah, that's right. There'll be a bunch of gay celebrants.
We're getting some great texts in too from our listeners just saying yes and being very celebratory, so that's fantastic.
Well, being gay, he spelt it yes, not yes.
That's right.
So just to qualify.
Yes, queen.
Chris Tate, how do you set about programming for a radio station when stuff like this can just happen?
Well, the Informer, fortunately, are next, so that's some very good timing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. I mean, we're all flying on the edge of our seat of our pants. Is that the saying? The edge of the seat.
I didn't know.
Now, because this happened, of course, we had scheduled to talk to Mark from Melbourne Rainbow Band, and they are having a gig Christmas Carol's gig, which we will be sure to promote next week if we can get somebody.
But
we
also
will.
Just Google Melbourne Rainbow Band, and it'll take them to their website, and you can have a look at their event up there.
Yes, it's Carols by Queer Light.
Yeah.
And it will be a great big band event. But unfortunately, we don't have time to talk about anything but this because it's so very exciting.
And we'd like to hear what people are thinking and saying, right?
Oh, yeah.
On the text line.
Yeah, the texts are coming in thick and then fast.
0427 Joy 949. But, Matt, you're in a long-term relationship.
Yes, I suppose so. Yeah, I know. Well, I can't follow up from Lisa's announcement now, I feel like, you know.
So marriage?
Not in the immediate future, but you know what? It doesn't even matter. I think the important thing is that now we will have the right to be able to do it if we want to.
I mean, is that long term? I thought I saw that happening.
Sorry?
Is that long term?
What do you mean?
Beginning of the year, in gay years, that's like 7 years.
Yeah, I was going to say it's happened since I've known you.
What's happened?
The relationship out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if it's been
when you said long term, I was like, I thought I was there when they got together.
Yeah, it's like 14 months or so.
That's only 4 years in gay years.
Of course, he's outside the studio in tears because you just said, no time.
You're going to marry me?
But we will keep going this throughout the night. The Informer have a huge show planned. They'll take over from 6:30 and we'll have news updates, keeping up to date. It's pretty much, I guess it's done now. So, I mean, we can kind of get on with it a little bit, like get on with our lives. Joy, from day one that this ridiculous plebiscite was announced, Joy put its feet firmly behind a yes vote. We did not support this, and we've kept this going throughout the debate, throughout the survey, and now through this whole process, and here we are, and I guess we can claim a bit of victory for that.
Yeah, and we're all going to go hit the streets when you guys are on air, and we're going to go down to, well, the party started at...
in here.
At the party. That was great having a live studio audience, but the party was at the State Library where the announcement would have been made, and I think they're going to truck on down to Fed Square afterwards.
I saw quite a few people posting from Federation Square, so I think that'll be the place to be.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, the sky didn't fall in when the announcement was made. The sun kept shining. Or it was.
Well, we haven't been outside yet, mate.
I can see outside now.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing changed.
No, it looks fine. Yeah, nothing's going to change.
Storms are brewing.
Except that we're going to be financially destitute because
all the
gay wedding presents. Because you've got to take it up a notch too for the gay presents. Yeah, so it's just going to be all this pressure now. Well, so I was going to say there's going to be pressure on you to get married, but that's already sorted, so that's good. If I can't be MC or the preacher, a page boy would be a great job for me.
You know, the side effect of this whole thing, like getting to my age in my early 50s, is that I don't care. I can't really imagine myself having a wedding.
Yeah. You don't have to have a wedding.
When you haven't had access to something for your whole adult life, suddenly taking it seriously is a bit of a challenge for me. Like, I certainly don't see myself in a white frock. And I don't see myself standing up in front of my fellow friends. It's just not, I might have to get my head around it.
We're going to make it happen. I can't even hear you. I'm already planning. I don't even know what you're talking about. But spare a thought for my daddy, be shitting himself now.
But is that thing where it's kind of like a defense mechanism because you've grown up thinking that it'll never happen, it doesn't happen with gay people, therefore you've kind of built that resilience like, well, I don't need it anyway.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Deep down, that, you know, that little Lisa growing up
in
Mooney Ponds, she wanted
to
get married,
anyway.
Didn't she?
It's something that I don't necessarily want to buy into. I find it a very patriarchally based and also, like, driven by commercial interests these days.
Yeah, but all the
you just
the
propose to your girlfriend.
Yeah. You just give with one hand and take with another, don't
just
you?
Just withdrawing it.
Yeah, no, I see Matthew nodding in the background. I think you understand, Matt.
It feels like
a double-edged sword. You know, it's fantastic for all of us. But it's going to take my head a little time to get my little brain around the fact that it's something I can now have.
Yeah.
And take it really seriously.
And the thing is, religion aside, I think maybe one of the benefits of us not growing up thinking that we're going to get married is that we kind of can do it our own way without kind of these, you know, constraints that people have been brought up with around, you know, tradition and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
You know, I agree.
Yeah. I feel a bit bad for my father who actually bought me a car in lieu of having a wedding.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole lot of...
Now I'm doing a few sums in my head about how much a Datsun 180B was worth then and what a wedding reception is worth now.
Oh, yeah, CPI adjustment. I think there's a whole lot of men aged between 75 to 82 who are shitting themselves because they thought they got away with it.
Yeah.
My father's one of them. We've got some messages in. Rachel says, I just heard the news after leaving work and my partner won't answer her phone, so I rang my work and they all cheered.
Aww.
And thanks, also, Rachel. Amazing Dano, sending love from Paul.
Oh,
congratulations. And you got to do it now because you said it on air.
I know. I can't.
Awesome.
Back.
Can't wait.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.